telling about how fellas dressed as to what he got or what he was.
Okay. Well, you know, any other names that folks had for a guy who just lived out in the country, what about people who were, you know, lazy, or folks said they were what? People who...
Trifling, or no count, or no good.
Okay. Did you ever heard, what would it mean if you said any other words that folks use for people, like in Georgia, we call people, you know, a person, he's an old cracker or something like that. Did you ever hear that in you?
Not
heard them call them knothead, or somebody that didn't think quick or right, or...
Okay. A person like that, you'd just say they were, a person, what about a person who just lived, didn't keep themselves up, didn't keep the house looking nice, or didn't give their kids any education, or a chance at education, or, you know, let the farm keep run down all the time? What would you call, you know, from a man like that? Like, he's just a what? Did you have any name for folks like that? That just...
Don't care, or...
Okay. All right. Okay. If you were saying about a girl, she's a common girl, what would you mean?
Well, she wouldn't dress fancy or put on a bunch of makeup, or in other words, she's just plain.
Okay. If you said a person, she's a very common girl, what would that mean?
Well, it would mean that she didn't go in for no fancy talk or society, just plain, common.
Okay. Would you mean as a compliment they're just common people, they're just folks?
Right, they're just plain people, they're good folks.
Ordinary?
Yeah, ordinary.
Ordinary people.
Ordinary people, just don't go in for nothing fancy. Or...
All right. Now, somebody lives out in the country, we were talking about, he lives around, you know, he just lives out in the where?
Out in the sticks.
The sticks, okay. He's just a what? Did you ever hear the word Hoosier or Hoosier?
Yeah, country Hoosier.
Country Hoosier?
Yeah.
Okay.
One little way back off out in the woods where it was a long ways from any road or town or highway or anything, they'd say, well, he'd live so far back there they'd have to pump daylight to him every morning. Or he lived so far out in the country until he uses bobcats for house cats. That's an old saying like that.
Now, at a party, you look at your watch and it's around 11:30 or so, you might say, we better be getting home. It's
getting late.
It's what, the midnight? It's blank to midnight. It's
11:30.
Okay. Would you say it's almost midnight, or it's
30 minutes,
well nigh, or nearly, or?
It's nearly midnight.
Nearly midnight, okay.
Or almost midnight.
Now, you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. I
almost slipped or almost fell.
Okay, you say, I like to fall. I
like to fall.
Okay. Somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him. He calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might say, I'll be with you in
a second or in a minute.
Just what? I'll be with you.
Just a second.
Okay. Just a minute?
Just a minute.
Now, you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody,
how far is it?
Okay. You want to know how many times somebody did something. You might ask them,
how often
do you do that?
How do you
okay.
do that?
Now, you sitting with a friend and you're listening to a political speech or something like that, and he says, well,